And now you've relaxed very deeply, sinking to a place where we can present a fantasy, a scenario, and you can immerse yourself in it, inch by inch, allowing my voice to present what you really want, what you ache for, to draw from your mind its powerful urge to realize and experience all that will follow. So we go to a place that is blank and empty, a canvas onto which I bring my palette, and from which you draw your urges, desires, sensations. As the canvas is within you, it contains the fantasies you bring to the table, the needs you had before we began. But now your mind is connected to mine, a slow, seductive insinuation of the right word, in the right place, until the sparks and echoes of my choices and your surrender have created something so memorable, striking, and satisfactory of your aching requirements, that it lives in you always, a memory and fantasy that works its tempting magic over the fabric of your psyche and the seat of your sensual urges time after time, every time you stimulate yourself coming back here, watching the story play out, watching your pleasure resound, until you come again, and again, and again. So, see what I lay out, the ideas and concepts I spin for you, because they will give rise to lasting, memorable, wonderful fantasies that will fulfill you in ways you didn't know were missing from your day-to-day experience and didn't even suspect were possible. Give you things you did not know you needed. Visualize what I present. Help yourself and me to build an enjoyable, fantastic, climactic escape and indulgence. So, on the canvas of your mind, in the theater of the right word, in the right place. First, you, entering a comfortable space, at ease but also anticipating what is going to happen next. Looking forward to the liberation and escape of what is going to come home to you soon. What you're going to live through and come out aroused on the other side of. Panting and climactic. You know all of this awaits you. But it awaits not only you. In this vision I present, your hand clasped around your partner's. You see her next to you as you enter. You can turn your head and look at her. But you feel her reassuring hand on your own anyway. She's inspecting the room presently, so you do so as well. It has an air of rich tranquility. An open bay window looks out onto a silent garden. Mahogany shelves, packed with books, line the walls except for the door by which you came in. And another door, presumably connected to another room. There are several comfortable couches laid out in a square in the middle of the room. Behind them, opposite you, is a huge desk, done in some darker wood. It has curved legs and a top covered in papers and documents, including a business calendar. A computer is off to one side, and a laptop on the other. Both open to what appear to be Word files. A microphone on a stand is tucked off in one corner. You can feel the physical signs of arousal thrilling through you in response to what you are watching, but you also see your lover's eyes focused on that hypnotist. You see how your partner's hand is wrapped in your host's palm. Then your host gently lays her hand on your partner's forehead. She's laid you down and made you relaxed, and now is going to do the same to your lover. You feel a long, lazy yawn escape you as you realize you're too drowsy, droopy, good feeling to do much of anything about it, even if you were inclined. To judge by the faint grin on your partner's face, you'd have a hard time stopping what's happening anyway. Your body's begun to respond with arousal, as has your lover's. You can see nipples hardening as the hypnotist runs her long fingers over your partner's belly and up under her shirt. Then she begins to speak. Your lover arches into the caress. Yes, good girl. Your host seems pleased as her hand slides onto your partner's chest and begins massaging. You can see slow circles beneath the clothing. She is speaking while looking right into your partner's eyes, but you hear every word. Good girl. Feel that? Feel how every touch on your skin is more sensitized, more finely tuned to what you need, and what you need is more. The next caress. Breathe deeply. You see your lover's legs clench and her stomach go taut. You can tell because your host has raised her shirt and is now using one hand to insinuate beneath your lover's clothes and rub her nipples in those little searching circles. Every touch makes your lover gasp and buck in place, arching off of your host's lap. The two are staring into each other's eyes, and you feel your stomach muscles clenching. Your hips thrusting a little bit, too. Everything feels right, but at the same time, it feels so thrilling. Forbidden to intrude on this little session between them, but knowing you are welcome, you are allowed to vicariously experience the ecstasy and pleasure your partner is indulging in. And indulge she has, sinking in your host's lap, relaxing every single touch. Makes her twitch, makes her more turned on. You see goosebumps on your partner's sensitive skin. You see the way your host's hands are moving across your lover, inspecting her body, finding the most sensitive spots. All the while, the hypnotist speaks to your partner. You lay relaxed and at peace, taking it all in. You wanted this since you came in the room. And all the while you can see the image of your lover coming, losing herself, blank and empty and being filled up and entranced, controlled and seduced by the words of the woman who is cradling your lover in her lap. And when your partner comes, all she can see is her hypnotist's eyes. All she can think of is those eyes training and boring into her own. The same eyes you can see, and the two of you, you and your partner, connect, joined in submission to pleasure, inescapable and timeless, and right now you will continue to please yourself, that image locked in place, that command remaining, like the impression on the back of your eyes when you close them and allow pressure impressions to place purple lights across the void behind your eyes. The result is a constant resonating, shuddering pleasure down your spine. Then back up once more. Despite the fact the hypnosis will eventually cease, the words will end, you'll be gradually relinquished from this hellish vision of pleasure. You will nonetheless continue, just as you have been, stimulating yourself until you climax once more, and you'll see your lover doing the same, the scene cemented and extant in your mind, constantly restoring itself every time you think of this thing you have been allowed to witness, this climactic connection, this bond between you, your partner, and that little mental voyage your host took you both on. You will think of this and come.